Yo, what's poppin', them folks? Welcome to Charlie Burns, Charles in Charge. It's a little podcast thing we got going on. This season 1, episode 3. Today is Tuesday, March the 26th, 2019. March the 26th. It's my nephew's birthday. Special happy birthday to Joseph Faith Mason, age 23. Getting old, boy. Yeah. I don't even remember when I was 23. Oh, yeah, I do. A little bit. I think that's when Khalil was born. I was 23. Joseph is 23 today. That's crazy. Joseph, you might be happy to know you share your birthday with a few celebrities. And, yep, I'm going to name you a few, too. Diana Ross, she's 75 today. Steven Tyler, 71. Von Miller is 30. Martin Short is 69. Nancy Pelosi is 79. And James Conner is 79. So, 23 don't sound so bad, huh? Nah. 23 is never bad when you're over 23. But, anywho, give a special shout out. Happy birthday to you, my man. Yeah. As always, here on Charles in Charge, we like to kick off with a little news. So we're going to mash it all up for you. Stay tuned for some news. Here we go. All charges against Jussie Smollett just got dropped. But this thing ain't going away, folks. I don't really know what's going on. There's rumblings of foul play on behalf of the Illinois State Attorneys. I don't know. Chicago mayor, prosecutor, police, they all pissed. Evidently, Jussie knows somebody who knows somebody who knows the state attorney. And one of those somebodies is Michelle Obama, from what I'm hearing. Like, he know Michelle Obama, who knows somebody who knows a state attorney, or something, I don't know. This thing getting, it's getting out of, I don't know. It's about to take a whole new turn. But all charges in Chicago against him has been dropped. You know, that's good for him. I think he just got a forfeit the $100,000 bond. Well, the bail was $100,000. He bonded out on 10 G's. So basically, he lose 10 G's. If you read it in the paper, it looked like he going to lose 100 G's. But he going to lose 10. Man, that's still a ban. Cause, oh, 10 G's. But yeah, he going to forfeit that. And he got to do some community service or something. In return, the charges get dropped. Now, here's where the catch is going to be, part of the catch. The feds, that's different from the Chicago PD. And if you remember, he still had that mailing, that whole mailing, the racist, homophobic letter to the studio. So they're still investigating for that. That's a fed charge. That's, I don't know. I mean, who you know in the feds? The Obamas, they out. They out the feds now. They back in doing state work. I'm sure they got connections, but I don't know, Jussie. Jussie may be in some trouble. I don't know. What else going on in news? Let me see. NASA canceled the first female spacewalk because of some ill-fitted torso armor or something. Okay, NASA, you get like $52 million a day, and your spacesuits don't fit. Okay, that's crazy. Man, they're facing backlash, so they put out a statement. They said that they have more than one medium torso. Evidently, the female spacewalk, both the females, was going to have medium torso torso parts to the spacesuit. So they say that They have more than one medium torso aboard, but due to scheduling, it's safer and faster to change spacewalk assignments than to reconfigure a suit. What the hell? Like, seriously, that's spaced out on its own. Like, it makes no sense. All right. They have more than one medium torso. Okay. I'm still with y'all. But due to scheduling, it's safer and faster to change the spacewalk assignment, the spacewalker assignment. So in other words, they're saying it is safer and faster to get a new spacewalker, which will be a male, than to reconfigure the suit, which they already have. Man, seriously. I mean, out of here with that shit. Canadian police, they made an arrest. There's a 22-year-old Chinese student named Wan Zhen Lu. Konnichiwa, my man. No, that's not funny. I shouldn't have said that because he got kidnapped. I'm too far in to go back and take that out, so no jokes on this one. Yeah. They arrested a man involved in the abduction of 22-year-old Wan Zhen Lu. Three men forced Mr. Lu into a van on March the 23rd. Authorities are urging the men to turn themselves in. Okay, this thing's getting out of hand too. They got cameras, they got video of them abducting the guy. Listen at this, okay. They kidnapped this kid in an auto park. You're in an auto park, so you know there's cameras of you coming through to get your ticket. There's cameras all over, all right? So they abducted him in an auto park, and he's with a female. They didn't touch her, though, thank God. They got video of everything, though. That's the thing. They stunned the kid, tossed him in a van, and the Canadian authorities are looking for this guy. And they're very worried because they fear that this thing has got, could take a turn for the worse in his favor as far as violence goes. These guys are assumed to be very violent. So I'm sure they're happy that they made an arrest. They're strongly urging all involved to turn themselves in and seek legal counsel. Or maybe seek legal counsel first, then turn themselves in. That'd be a smarter thing. But do it immediately and return that kid. The way they're making their statements and stuff, to me it seems like they're very worried that something's happening to that kid or something happened to him. Something very violent. So let's pray for Mr. Wan Zhen Lu, 22 years old, Chinese. Hopefully he can get home safe to his fam. Because it's crazy out here, no matter where you at. In Canada, this type of stuff it didn't used to happen in Canada. So, you never really hear about nothing like that happening in Canada. You might hear about somebody getting kicked by a moose or something. Falling into a frozen pond. All tragic. All tragic. Don't get me wrong. All tragic. Hate to be kicked by a moose. What if a moose kicked you into a frozen pond? I mean, that'd be like... That'd be my luck. If I lived in Canada, I would be the one kicked by a moose into a frozen pond. And people in America be like, motherfucking Canada got it rough. But yeah, that's where we at, man. Sports, I'm really not feeling sports today. I'm going to be honest with y'all, man. Today, I really almost didn't want to do a podcast. I'm just broke up, man. I'm just all broke up. My Bama of the day. I'm going to go ahead and lump everything in together. I'm not going to sing no jingle because I'm not feeling it. This dude, I don't know. But we're going to take a quick break and come back and kick it a little bit more. Thanks for listening. Charlie Burns, Charles in Charge. Oh, the attention bell. That means I got some sauce spread out. Nothing major. But we're getting ready to be moving this podcast to SoundCloud. Because the platform that I'm using right now, it's cool, but it's not going to allow me to keep everything consistent because of storage issues and things like that. And plus, I want to be able to bring music, like all the old music, whether it's music that's been on your radio or music that's been on my radio, you know what I mean? I want to be able to play some old throwback jams and stuff like that and bring, you know, some real, my own sounds to this thing. So right now. So we're going to move these podcasts, Charlie Burns, Charles in Charge, over to SoundCloud real soon. This will probably be my last broadcast on this. Although I am on more than just Anchor platform now. I've been approved for a couple other sites or whatever they call those. Podcasts, broadcasting stations, whatever you want to call it. So, but these, whatever episodes I have on there now, them will probably be the only ones. I don't know. I'll tie my SoundCloud in to those other ones that I'm already on. But the production's going to be out of this world. The sound's going to be right, so you don't have to keep adjusting your headphones. Everything's going to be perfect when I get that. All the sound effects and stuff you used to hearing on podcasts, I'll better bring more to it. I won't have this storage issue that I'm having now. There's no way I'll be able to continue right now. But anyway, I'm about to switch on and get to that. That was just a quick attention. It took a little longer than I thought, but let's get into it. Alright, here we go, man. My Bama of the day and my topic of the day is one Joshua Clay Caulfield or whatever it is. Oh my gosh. I've been sick to my stomach for days, man. This is incredible. I cannot believe what that dude did, man. I cannot believe what that dude did. He's the one that's charged with killing Mikey William Harris, a.k.a. Psycho, a.k.a. my man Mike. Shit. Age 38 of Winchester, Virginia. This clown shot Mikey in the back and then stood over him and put bullets in his head, man. And I can't believe I am actually saying this. It's half the reason why I really didn't want to do this podcast, and I ripped it all up and I was just going to wait a couple more days and then do it on a, go ahead and push it to SoundCloud. But I kind of felt like I needed to at least say something. Might make me feel better. Well, let me tell y'all something. Last Sunday, I got a hit by some little young rapper cats in the neighborhood. So I used to rap and stuff. And I could still burn anybody. That's why I'm Charlie Burns. And I could still do it all. But I don't. I can. I got it. I mean, I could put some joints up right now. Some fresh joints. But, nah. I'm done with it. But anyway, I got a call to see if I would pop my head in a video. Because the cats around the way, little youngins be shooting videos and shit. Why? Yeah. So I'm there. And I get a video. I was in a video, but I didn't stay. Like, that video was like a 2-hour shoot. I stayed for the first 10 minutes. Boom. Because it's like they all young, you know what I mean? I'm just there for the cameo. They got the old, you know, the old rap OG. Not the old, I'm not a gangster. The old rap gangster, whatever. Quick shot with him. Dap him up. All right. Y'all little youngins have fun. I'll see y'all after the shoot. So, yeah, I'm dapping stop up a little young cat. And he look at him. Give him that, look at him. Then I look away, then I look again. I'm like, shoot, man. Who he look like? It didn't hit me. I'm like, he look like my cousin Timmy. So I'm like, yo, man, you look like Timmy. My cousin Timmy. Because my nephew was standing beside me. I'm like, yo, he look like my cousin Timmy. And we kind of laughed it off. Boom. Ain't worried about it. Get my stuff, go home. Week later, I got woken up in the middle of the damn night. My daughter, she'd be up all night because she worked overnight, but she was off that night. So evidently, the Snapchat thing is going off. My daughter wakes my wife up and tells her, Mikey just got killed. And boom, she hits me. She said, ew. I'm like, what? Mikey just got killed. I'm like, what the fuck? I jumped up. I'm like, what the fuck? But at the time, there was stories like, then we got another word, said, nah, he ain't dead yet. I'm getting ready to go to the hospital. No, first I'm like, what the fuck? There's nothing I can do then. I'm walking in circles. And then she says, oh, wait, he ain't dead yet. I'm like, oh, man, why the fuck y'all do that shit? So I'm getting ready to go to the hospital. And then I'm all freaking out and shit. So I'm like, man, I better not go nowhere yet. Because I'm tripping. I was really tripping. So I waited a little while. And then that's when she got the word, said he got killed. So back by that time, I'm back on, oh, man, this is fucked up. There's nothing I could do. There's no need for me to go up there. So I'm just messed up for, like, the whole day. Man, I'm messed up for the whole day. And then I messed up the next day. I'm up, like, every hour I'm up, back down, sleep, up, like, every hour. Get hardly no sleep. But anyway, next day comes around. Suspect's name starts coming out. And then evidently somebody posted a suspect picture. So I'm scrolling through the news. And boom. It's the same dude that I said looked like my cousin Timmy. Is the one who shot my man Mike. I just seen that little. That's the first time I ever seen him. And he was one of the cats that was rapping and shit. First time I ever seen a dude in my life. As a matter of fact, I never seen none of them cats, man. And one of them lived right across the yard from me. Because I stay in the freaking hood, nigga. I stay in the projects. So one of them lived right across the courtyard. And I've been here for a minute. And I ain't never seen that cat before in my life. Excuse my language, man. Excuse it. It's too late to go back and switch it. So the N-word, that's something that I don't like to do, but wow. So if I said it, I apologize. I won't say it again. But man, this little dude. I got chills when I seen his face. I said, oh my God. I'm thinking, who could do something like this? It's got to be some cat that I don't know. And I still don't know the dude. I just kind of like, he reached out like he wanted to give me dap, and I just like gave him a fist bump, you know what I mean? Because dap is something, I don't know. I got to feel your vibe to give you some dap, because usually when I dap, then that's when, you know, I got a habit of dapping and giving a nigga a hug, or giving somebody a hug. I can't just dap. It's just part of me. Like, if I'm going to give you my hand, you know. But I just didn't feel that vibe from him, so I gave him a fist bump, and then I'm like, hey, you look like my cousin Timmy. I laugh about it or something. I sit there for like 5 more minutes. I watch him do a few shots or whatever, get some shots, stand on the side for a couple minutes, and then I'm out. Then the next thing I know, this fucking bull crap happens. I'm like, no way. I mean, what? I'm like, what? I'm just speechless. Like, right now, I'm still speechless. I'm like, I cannot believe this. Like, I don't know. Then they said that Mikey has stolen or something and hit him, but I'm like, That don't mean you run up and shoot him in his back and then shoot him in his head. That's freaking crazy, man. And a lot of people, like, not just Mikey got killed. A lot of people got shot. Or a few people got shot. Like, hundreds of people are going to be traumatized for the rest of their life. I just go back to that video shooting, that moment. And I was, honestly, like, they had the video shoot was like, you know, it is what it is. The little young cats was guns, money, all that stuff. But I was talking knowledge to these cats in the background. You know what I mean? You're not going to see all of that, you know, me talking about how guns are dangerous and you got to use them things responsibly and, you know. And I don't know if, I mean, obviously they weren't paying attention. Because this motherfucker, I don't know. I hope he gets life, man. Electric chair or something. I'm not really into the death penalty, but my God. Like, this is close as a... I mean, this is crazy. So, I just wanted to share that little tidbit. I'm going to speak more on the actual case. And I got, like, eyewitness accounts and people. And, like, a lot of people, like I said, man, it's almost like a mass shooting when you just pop through the door and start letting off rounds like that. So that's a lot of people are traumatized over this. People that weren't hit by bullets or anything. A lot of people traumatized, and I talked to a few of them, you know. So once we get this thing over to SoundCloud and stuff, that way I can be able to support guests and stuff like that, I'm going to have more to talk about it, man, because some cats might need some help, man, like just to talk, man, just to get it off their chest, because I've been wanting to get that off my chest forever. I mean, Rosin them, though, because, like, as soon as I seen the picture, Rosin's my wife, but anybody listening knows that. As soon as I seen the picture, I just, it was like, she was like, I turned into a ghost. I just was like, boom. I just saw this dude, man. It's crazy. I wish that I could have said more when I was in that room, but they wouldn't hear me anyway. And, I mean, it's kind of hard to say that when you're standing in a video portraying the same thing that they're doing. So, I mean, I feel super bad about that now, too. I'm like, why was I even over there, man, in that fucking video? Like, that was a bad move. Because them young cats don't care about us old school OG rappers anyway, you know? So that cameo wasn't going. I wasn't doing that. I don't know, man. I can't make the connection. I can't make the connection. I didn't even know his name or anything. I didn't even ask him his name. I asked none of them cats his name. It's a whole bunch of people out there that you just don't know who they are, man. They was all over there. And he was one of them. But, yeah. I think that's just going to do it for today. We're going to switch this thing over to SoundCloud. Thank you all for listening. And as always, be easy, be safe, and don't let me fart on your face.